Coming up, Dell clones the iMac, Lenovo clones a MacBook Air, and I'm going to throw my phone off the roof. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com now. Click the radio microphone and enter Before You Buy.
Hey, welcome to Before You Buy, the Twit product review show, the show where we get great new products in-house and then let our staff review them. We've got some great stuff to show you. We're going to start off with Iyaz Akhtar. He's the host of Know How on this network. We show you how to do things. And, of course, every Monday through Friday on TNT, our daily news show. Hi, Iyaz.
I'm still here somehow.
So. You've never left.
Nope. They gave me a chair, so I just don't leave.
And I'm just sitting in Tom Merritt's seat. So you got a chance to review a new ThinkPad from Lenovo. Now, I actually did them a disservice because this does not look like the clone of a MacBook Air. I just consider all Ultrabooks kind of the Intel response to the MacBook.
Yeah, the wedge shape, I think that's what people would think is like the MacBook Air. But otherwise, it's completely different. Obviously, it's running Windows. And it's got this awesome matte black finish on top of that carbon fiber when it comes to the roll cage. So you can really just, it's really sturdy.
Well, let's take a look. Iyaz Akhtar and his review of the Lenovo ThinkPad.
I'm Iyaz Akhtar with Twit, and today I've been given another Ultrabook. Now, if you watch this show before you buy, you know that I've had some harsh words for certain Ultrabooks, and this is the Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Carbon. I asked to review this because I've heard fantastic things about it. If you take a look at it, it's got that no-nonsense Lenovo ThinkPad styling. We're talking about black. Basic black's got this rubberized kind of grip to it, and why this is called the X1 Carbon is because it's made of carbon fibers. When you try to get some flex or bend in this thing, it doesn't happen. Plus, it's super light. It's like 3 pounds. See, you can twirl it around. It's got a pretty good design here. We've got a great hinge. I love hinges that let you do this. I know that seems strange, but I always find myself in weird positions with laptops on couches. And when I want to look at the angle, I want to be able to do something like that. So if you want to hold it up like a crazy tablet, you could. Right, but it doesn't work that way. Also, the screen, 1600 by 900 display. This is an anti-glare, matte finish, so you're not constantly trying to find what angle you've got to go to avoid the reflection. So that's really nice. Like I said, this is a ThinkPad, and it has a killer keyboard, super comfortable. Even though this is really thin, the travel on the keys is really good. The trackpad operated fantastically. Multi-touch worked fine. Pinch and zoom worked fine. Scrolling worked great. This is a trackpad Lenovo. You should put in all your notebooks because the other ones kind of stink. On the IdeaPad, ThinkPad's got a really great trackpad there. Also, it's a big click surface for you there. And for you old school ThinkPad users like me, there is still the track point. So if you want to use that instead of the trackpad, you can. I still really like that. One of the most questionable things on this laptop, and most people I showed this to were confused, is something called SimpleTap. It's an interface that Lenovo put on. There's a dedicated button for it. So you click this button, and then you see this strange tiled interface. Now, you can see there's a solution center up. There are several different tiles that you can install through the Lenovo app shop. Wasn't aware that they had one of these things. And one of the weird things is, if you take a look at the interface, you might start wondering, how do I get out of it? Oh, what if I just click the button again? Doesn't do anything. What if I try to go back? You can do that. You can keep clicking this little arrow until you go back to the desktop, or you can click somewhere randomly. It'll take you back to the desktop. That is not intuitive, and I don't think it has any place on a notebook this good. This is a premium notebook, and that, Lenovo, is crapware. That has no business, has no place on something this elegant. Also, the keyboard, like I said, fantastic. Also backlit. Like I said, this is a premium notebook. This thing starts at $1,349 or $1,329, depending on the day. Lenovo partnered up with Dolby for the speakers on this. They're saying it's not tinny. You're going to get some really great sound. We can turn up the audio right now.
projector.
There's some Twit audio.
LED light source.
And what I found was the audio was sufficiently loud. You don't have any buzzing or weird sounds with this. But you're not going to get any booming bass sounds out of this. This is a tiny notebook. You're not going to get incredible audio. But it's very, very serviceable. As this is an older book, the specs are pretty much the same as what you'll expect everywhere else. You'll get a Core i5. You can bump that up to an i7 if you want. It's got 4 gigabytes of RAM, upgradable to 8. You can throw in an SSD. This one has a 256 gigabyte SSD. So internals, effectively, not differentiated from any other Ultrabook. Again, when you're buying the ThinkPad X1 Carbon, you're buying the super light and the carbon fiber, and also the biometric sensor if you want to use a fingerprint as a password. On the pro side, the Lenovo X1 Carbon has some really beautiful styling. It doesn't look like every other thing out there. Plus, it's super sturdy. The keyboard is fantastic. The trackpad is very good. I know that some people will complain it's not as good as some of the Apple trackpads. It's a very good trackpad on the X1. On the con side, that simple tap interface should not be built into the X1. On top of that, the resolution of the screen could be higher. 1600 by 900 is good, but we could have gone up to a 1080p display, especially for a premium notebook. On the battery front, Lenovo says you can get 8 hours of battery. Most of the tests out there show around 5. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, is the X1 a try, buy, or don't buy? I gotta say, this is a definite buy. It's a fantastic notebook. Incredibly sturdy, incredibly light. As long as you have access to an outlet sometimes after 5 or 6 hours, you're going to really enjoy this notebook. It is a standout in the Ultrabook category. I'm Maya Zachter with Twit, and this is the Lenovo ThinkPad X1 Carbon.
It's also a standout because it's one of the more expensive Ultrabooks. Mm-hmm. $1,399 is the
start. It starts off at $1,350. And I said depending on the day, because sometimes you could get it at $1,320.
Right.
Other times it's $1,400. I don't know. It depends which vendor you go to.
But it really does feel solid. It's nicely made. I mean, that's the one to get if you're going to get one, spend the money. I notice you have Windows 8 running on it. It doesn't come with Windows 8.
No, it comes with Windows 7. Alex was going ahead. He was messing around with the ThinkPad.
How's it run Windows 8?
Windows 8 is really good and fast on this thing. So it's got some impressive specs, and that's more about Windows 8. But the only other manufacturer that makes anything close to this is Asus and their ZenBooks.
I love those ZenBooks too.
Yeah. I like the ZenBooks. Yeah. Lenovo's got a winner with this one.
Your choice really is the ZenBook, which is metallic, is metal, it's brushed aluminum. Or if you like the kind of velvety black of Lenovo's ThinkPads, then that's really your choice. Or if you want the better trackpad and the TrackPoint mouse. A lot of people love that TrackPoint.
And this is super thin. The fact that the travel is so nice on the keyboard, I found surprising. Because, again, there shouldn't be a whole lot of travel. But there is. It feels like an old notebook.
You know, my friend Cory Doctorow does. He buys those ThinkPads. I'm sure he's got the X1. And he puts Linux on it immediately, so you don't have to worry about the Windows crapware on it. I wish they'd do a signature version of this. So it would just be pure Windows experience. Thank you, Ayaz Akhtar. Ayaz is on every day, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time with TNT.
Tech News Today, yep.
Tech News Today, thank you. And, of course, we do Know How. We'll be doing that Thursday afternoon around about 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 2200 UTC. What are we doing this week on Know How?
This week we're going to make a PC into a DVR.
Oh, that'll be fun.
It's going to be lots of hardware to mess around with.
All right. Thank you, Ayaz. Appreciate it.
No
he came back, actually, to do this show. I really appreciate it. Now, real quickly, in a second, we're going to drop my phone and Lisa's phone off the roof with the ballistics case. See if it can hold up. But before we do that, can I mention our friends at Stamps.com? Why go to the post office ever again when you could print your own U.S. postage from your computer, your printer, any postage you need? You could print the mailing labels, the whole thing, and then the mail carrier comes to you. So you never, literally, never have to go to the post office. It comes to you. I love Stamps.com. It's such a convenience. In fact, we have two accounts because we started fighting over the USB scale. I'll tell you how you can get that for free in just a minute. You plug that in, Windows or Mac, run the Stamps.com software, the Stamps.com website, plop the letter on there. You can print directly on envelopes. In fact, if you're doing a bunch of mailings to business contacts, invoices, or announcements, it'll pull from your QuickBooks address book. If you're an Amazon or eBay seller, it'll pull from there too, so you don't even have to put the address book in. It really is fantastic. I'm a big fan. Now, this is the deal. Go to Stamps.com, and up in the upper hand right-hand corner there, you'll see a microphone. I want you to click that and enter in the offer code before you buy, all one word, because that's how you get the special $110 bonus offer. That includes $55 in free postage, the USB scale I was mentioning. You do pay shipping and handling for that, but that's just about $5 to make that up to you. They have a $5 supply kit, and of course you get a month free of Stamps.com. It's a very good trial offer. Find out why Stamps.com is such a boon to small businesses and big businesses alike. In fact, if you do a lot of mailing, Stamps.com doesn't have to cost you anything. It'll save you money. Stamps.com. Try it right now. Make sure you use the offer code before you buy. All right, let's walk over here to the test booth. I'm going to squeeze by. Well, you got a big monitor over here, Jason. Big monitor for a big guy. Here's our CEO, Lisa Kensel. Lisa and I decided we were going to try these new ballistic cases. Hardcore protection, they say. And I'm just going to show you. Hi, Lisa.
Hey.
You're wearing it right now.
I'm wearing mine.
That's a fashion statement.
Well, it's nice because I have a lot of contractor friends that break their iPhones all the time.
And you broke a few in your time, I think, as well.
That's why they had me test this case. But it's got a nice clip here that you just push on, and then the iPhone pops out. And if you drop it, oops.
It makes it a little more robust, yeah.
Hey!
Now, what's nice is it's not just for the iPhone. They also have one for the Samsung Galaxy S3. That's your iPhone. This is my
S3. iPhone.
Now, the iPhone and the S3 case work a little differently. The hard shell goes on the iPhone case first. On the S3 case, you put the rubber on first, actually. And then you have a screen cover, which goes on as well. So let me put it all in at once. What's nice about the screen cover is you can still use, and you have a screen cover on yours too, right? You can still use the capacitive screen. The touch goes right through
it. Well, I have to tell you, this one, the one that you have, assembles a lot easier than the iPhone case. The iPhone case, when I was putting it together, first of all, when I had to take this apart, the very first step, and this is one comment for ballistic I have for them, is that place your phone into the back shell first. Well, to tear apart the back shell in the iPhone case...
I think you broke a fingernail.
I broke a couple of fingernails, and I had to hand it to a guy. But, you know, I think mostly contractors will be using things like this, and trust me, they all have iPhones.
So you put it in the hard shell, then you put it in the rubber case.
You put it in the rubber case.
So it's got two layers of protection, and then you have a clip-on case. It's kind of the opposite for the Samsung Galaxy S3. You put the rubber on first, then you put the hard shell case around it. But I have to say...
That's easier to put on.
It's easier, and it needs to be. You can't replace the battery in the iPhone, so you may not ever take the case off. But I often am putting new batteries, fresh batteries in my S3, so the ability to remove the case is fairly important.
But the ability to remove the case on the iPhone is important for me, too, because I work out, and I like to stick it in other devices during the day.
It is not easy to get it out of
that. So taking this apart, I don't recommend it if you ever want to take your phone out on a daily basis. If you're going to leave it in, go for it.
And I would say it's not nearly as hard on the S3. They do on both have ports, port covers to cover up the headphone port, but they do leave open the microphone. There are several microphones. You do have little rubber rocker switches that go to the volume switches, and there's a port on the bottom for the USB port. But again, there are openings, so it's not waterproof by any means, but it probably could stand a little spritzing. And then, just like yours, I've got a little hip case. You know what I like about these? They're only
$20. For $20.
That's a great price. Most iPhone cases are twice that. Apple's case is $30 just for the bumper. But how robust is it? You already showed just throwing it like that. But
I think we need to go to the roof.
We should. It says on the case it can handle 15 plus feet.
Yes.
So let's give it a try. We shot this earlier.
Let's see what happens when we throw them off the roof. And this is my new iPhone.
These are the ballistic cases. Lisa's got an iPhone 4S, and I've got a Galaxy 4S. Actually, I kind of...
It's a 3S3, by the way.
...for the Galaxy 4S.
3S3.
The point of the ballistic cases is that these things are tough. They've got a hard shell and a rubberized layer, and both of our phones have a plastic screen over the front.
So I should just be able to go like this and just go, oops, and it should be fine.
Can you wait till we're up in the building? So what I want to do is, these say they're rated for 15 feet plus.
Okay.
So we're going to get a measuring stick here.
Well, we just did about two, so I think...
That was 2 feet. It survived.
About 2 feet.
So we're going to get a measuring stick, and I think what we're going to do, I think this is about the right distance. This is the brick house. Do you think that's about? Do you think that's about 15? Yeah, it's about 3 leases tall. 3.2 leases. So
okay, so it should survive then.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So we're gonna get. Well, no, I want to get a tape measure. Burke's getting a tape measure. We're gonna measure it. All right, here we go. Burke is gonna measure this. No, this is good. All right, this is good. All right, so we're gonna measure it to the ground from the parapet. How high is that, Burke?
15.5 feet.
15.5 feet. It's perfect. Let's climb.
All right, let's go.
Okay, we're on the roof of the brick
house.
That
was a quick edit,
this
by
is,
the way.
This is our roof. And actually,
it took a lot more to get up
there.
This
isn't our roof. This is the restaurant next door.
It took me about an hour, actually.
I thought we just
zipped
right up. I
hope they don't mind that
we climbed a ladder. We climbed another ladder.
Careful, Lisa. Don't fall off.
Holy cow. You are brave.
All right. Okay, now.
Okay.
And by the way, this is why I'm out of breath.
So, Tony, are you down there? All right.
Did we get a drum roll? I mean, what are we going to do here, guys?
It's 16
and
feet.
Alex Gunpel's
right
up there with
so,
us.
From about right there.
From right about there.
Now, we had a GoPro on the ground.
One, two, three, go ballistic.
Oh, God.
That hurt. Look at that. Let's see that
wow
again in slow motion. Boom.
Nice.
One more time. It bounced about 3 more feet in the air.
Where did yours go?
Oh.
I have to say,
it didn't sound too good.
It scared me to drop the phone off the roof like that.
iPhone survived. Let's see the Galaxy S3.
It worked.
Let's go back
it
inside
great
and see what would happen. Let's take a look. First, the Samsung Galaxy S. It seems to be functioning just fine. In fact, everything seems to be working just fine. So I think we're going to say a pass. You know, I guess I should take it out of the case and see. The case even is pretty good. Nothing damaged there. This is the hard shell, and then there's a rubber shell inside of that. And on top of that, here's the plastic.
That.
And
see how easy that is to
not
take
a
apart?
Crack,
yeah,
not
and that's
scratch
one of the things I like
it's
about
fantastic
the S3 version.
That's actually pretty impressive. Let's see how the iPhone did.
Much harder to get this open.
Now watch
slide
him take it apart.
And, now, the one negative on this kind of on this particular case is the rubber's on the outside.
That was easy.
And the hard shell's on the inside. And the hard shell is just deucedly difficult to get off. That's not so bad because, you know, on the iPhone, it's not like you open it up a lot. You don't have to change the battery.
It took me about 15 minutes to get this thing
this
open.
Actually broke a fingernail trying to.
We're going to have to edit this because I needed a chisel.
I guess that's a good thing.
And a hammer.
All right, here you go.
Blowtorch.
Do it again.
We edited that
so
down.
No cracks. Everything looks intact there. Nothing on here. Pretty impressive. That totally protected it.
Now, Wicked Proxy.
If it would survive a 15-foot fall, I don't think you have to worry about it dropping out of your belt.
I bet you would go 20.
You want to try?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
No, no, no. We survived one drop
yes
like that.
Yes.
So somebody said, why didn't you shoot video? I did. And you know
did
what happened? I think when it hit, I could show you, the video just stops about halfway before it hits. And I think the reason is, when it hit, something did happen. There was some G-forces to the phone, and the video is damaged. So we did try to shoot video of it falling, but there's nothing.
It didn't work.
No, unfortunately.
Right.
Hey, I got to say, this is a very impressive case.
I'm impressed with it. I would definitely buy it.
On the pro side, it does what it says it would do.
Mm-hmm.
It does protect your phone. Is a very affordable. That's a real big pro considering how much most cases cost. On the negative, Lisa found it hard to take apart the iPhone version.
Correct. I wouldn't buy this for my phone, but I would buy it for all the guys I know that are on ladders and
exactly
roofs. And
that's the other negative, is it's not very aesthetic. I mean, these are two beautiful phones, and you're basically turning them into something.
Yeah, but I kind of like the
you don't
thing
mind? It's straight out of the Transformers. I mean, this looks industrial strength. These are
it
very
is
good, very strong cases. I've been very happy with it. I'd say we got a definite buy, don't you?
I would buy it. Absolutely.
The ballistic hardcore protection cases, originally for the iPhone 4S, iPhone 4, and now for the Galaxy S3.
Right.
Thank you very
that's
much.
Great.
Lisa Kensel's our CEO. She runs the place. And looks good on a ladder, I might add. We missed that part, but you scrambled right up there. Thank you, Lisa.
Fun. All right.
All right. Keep the phone. Keep the case.
No.
Now, I'm going to come over there. Go ahead.
Can you take it out?
Go ahead. No,
well,
I'm not taking it out.
I can't go too far.
Are you attached?
Yeah, attached?
All right. Well, you can't go too far. I want to review. This is the Dell XPS 1, and this is something we've wanted to review for some time. I'm going from a cold start, so I'm going to turn this on from a cold start. The on-off button is there. Now, start counting. 1001, 1002. And while you're counting, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. First thing that's obvious, it's a direct clone of the iMac. It looks exactly like an iMac. It's a unibody case. big screen. This is a 27-inch. I think they also have a 24-inch. But what they did is they took the iMac, and in many ways, I think they did it one better. This is the top of the line. The price range on these from $1,399 for a Core i5. This is a Core i7, 8 gigs of RAM, a Blu-ray player, 2-terabyte hard drive, and the price for this one is about $1,800. But look how fast that started. That's not an SSD. That thing booted up in about 20 seconds. Very impressive speed. There's some other things that are impressive. This is really intended to be a home entertainment PC. So if you come around back, I'm going to move this out here, and Chad, you can show them the back. You'll see it has HDMI both in and out back here. It also has SPDIF. There's Ethernet, but of course it has Wi-Fi built in. And it has coax for a TV tuner. This is really designed to be a home theater PC. I was very impressed by the features on the back of it. Of course, there's USB ports, high-speed USB ports on the side here. Headphone in and out, SD card reader, the on-off switch is on the other side, along with a slot for the Blu-ray. And there's one other thing that I think most manufacturers are going to start to do. I just think this is great, especially for home or student PC. It's got a shutter, physical shutter, for the camera that's built into this. That means if you're a student in a dorm room and you just want to make sure you're private, you just flick that over, it's in your living room. I think that's a great feature. I wish more computers would come like this. Unlike the Apple iMac, this is not an aluminum case. It's just plastic. That's one of the ways Dell keeps the cost down. Comes with a wireless Bluetooth keyboard and wireless mouse. Good, solid keyboard and mouse. Nothing to write home about. But it also comes with, and I like this, a remote control that will launch Windows Media Center if you push the Windows Media Center button. It also allows us to control playback of DVDs. It allows us to mute the sound. It's just like a home theater remote control. And I have to say, they did a really nice job of this. Beautiful screen. Big screen. Very high resolution. Powered by a high-end NVIDIA video card. In fact, let me launch this here so that I can show you the NVIDIA settings on this. This is a the Dell XPS 1 2710, which is, as I said, their high-end. And let me just... We've got NVIDIA 3D built in. All of the high-end features. I can't remember which. Do you remember, Nicole? Is this the 660 GT on here? It's a very nice video card. I'll just right-click on my computer. Pardon me? Let's see here. It's an i7 running at 3.1 gigahertz, very fast. We're getting, by the way, a Windows Experience of 5.9, but that's only because the hard drive is a little slower. It's 7.7 on the processor, 7.7 on the memory, 7.1 on the graphics. Gaming graphics is 7.1. This is a very nice, fast machine. Let me show you. I'll just run one of my favorite programs on here. I would say this machine is probably a good choice for a student because it has great speakers, as you'll hear in just a second. If you get the Blu-ray player, you'll be able to watch movies, and I'll put a movie in here in a second. And the sound quality is great. It doesn't even need additional external speakers. And here is Skyrim firing up. And the play on Skyrim is at ultra-high quality, so you really get great resolution, great frame rates. I'll just go back in here real quickly. I don't want to get sucked into Skyrim, you know, but it's kind of hard not to. Really a beautiful screen, as you can see, and I'm wandering around with my level 15 mage here. Oh. Really gorgeous. Let me exit out of the game. Very quickly, and put a movie in here. One of the things I really liked about this is, just as with most Dells, you do have some junk on here. Comes with the McAfee antivirus, a little bit of Dell stuff, but not much. There's a very small amount of junk on here. Easy enough to remove it. You see it, the McAfee saying your computer's at risk, and in fact, if you want to, you have to pay for a subscription to update it because the computer's old enough now that the subscription is already expired. I would uninstall that right away. But one of the things I like is a chance to make recovery disks, not only in CDs but on a USB key. This is an 8 gig USB key. Ran through the process in about 20 minutes. This is a bootable copy of the original Dell install. That's great. Great thing to have around. I think a great solution. If they're not going to give you the discs, at least they can do that. Let's put in a Blu-ray. Let's see, that's the DVD. I'll put in the Blu-ray disc of this. This is Snow White and the Huntsman, and goes right in here. Sound quality is very surprisingly good. They've got good speakers in here, great sound, good bass. Again, you can control it with this. It's not a giant screen, but 27 inches, big enough for a dorm room. A teenager, I think, would love this. Good gaming, good video, good music. Windows 7, I'm sure they'll do a Windows 8 version. And, of course, if you buy it today, you'll get the low-cost Windows 8 upgrade for, I think it's $15 built in. This comes also, as I said, with Windows Media Center. It's launching now. And PowerLink, a DVD player from Power DVD from CyberLink. For fast move, high quality video playback, click yes. Your display resolution will be temporarily lowered. They move it to 1080p. We're going to put a microphone right under the speakers. The nominal resolution of this is very, very high. I'm just going to click through a few okays. This is the only negative about playing Blu-rays back on a PC as opposed to a Blu-ray player. You get a lot of notices and warnings. But once the movie starts, it looks pretty good. Again, this is the Dell XPS 1. They're all in one. This is the top-of-the-line $1,800 version with the i7 3.1 gigahertz, 2-terabyte drive, 8 gigs of RAM. It comes with a Blu-ray player, and I have to say, it is a beautiful machine. On the plus side, the all-in-one design is convenient, easy to use. Multimedia playback and so forth, very easy. It's a very fast machine, as you saw with the fast boot. And Dell doesn't load it up with too much crapware. On the negative, because it is an all-in-one machine, should we start the movie here? Let's see. Universal second screen. See, I wish they just wouldn't do all that stuff. I don't want to see all that stuff. On the negative side, because it's all-in-one, it's not going to be as easily to upgrade this as it would be if you had a desktop computer. But I think that that's part of the advantage. I guess we'll watch the trailers. What do you say? You can see how good the video quality is. I'm going to turn it down just a little bit here.
Look
for her.
She's there for
you. Look yourself up. I love your garden.
Help. You know, it could be like this always.
Maybe the remote control's battery is dead. It doesn't seem to be doing anything. I'll turn it down this way.
I'll be out there. I'm going to find a tree to chop down.
I have to say, on the plus side, a great-looking screen, really beautiful screen. I like the all-in-one design. It's very convenient. Doesn't take up a lot of space, not a lot of wires. Wireless keyboard and mouse make that very easy. I love the recovery disk process that Dell's come up with. They don't load it up with a lot of crapware. On the negative, maybe a little bit difficult to do the upgrades because it is an all-in-one. But I don't see people upgrading their PCs as much as they used to. It is a plastic body, not an aluminum body, as its big brother, the iMac, has. I don't mind that, especially since it doesn't cost as much as an iMac. I would say this is if you're looking for a Windows 7 machine, this is an absolute buy. I just love the Dell XPS 1. They've just done such a nice job. Beautiful. This could be a TV set. It really could be. All right, that's it for Before You Buy. I want to thank Ayaz Akhtar from TNT for coming back and showing us the Lenovo X1. What a nice-looking laptop. Thanks to Lisa Kensel, our CEO, for allowing us to drop her phone off the roof. And a goodbye to our producer on the show, Nicole Lee. She's gone. You see, the chair's already empty. No, it's her last show. Nicole, thank you so much. She's moving on. She's going to be writing for Engadget, so catch her reviews. And are you going to just sell phones or are you going to do a variety of stuff? Everything. That's probably why she's going, so she can review all that cool stuff. And Engadget, we are going to miss you. We really appreciate the job you've done, not just for this show, but also for Triangulation. Thank you, Nicole Lee. Thank you for joining us. Remember, the show's available on YouTube, youtube.com/twit, along with all of our other shows. We get full versions of all the reviews up there. You can also email us, byb@twit.tv, and let us know what you'd like to see reviewed next. We've got some big stuff to be reviewed next week, including the iPhone 5, the Kindle Fire HD, a lot of stuff. We're lining that up right now. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Remember, you got to watch before you buy. Take care, everybody.